All right, check it out. It's Romero and Melissa and I are going to be at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest, presented by our friends at Kind and Levia, Saturday, April 20th. We're going to be there from noon to 3, but the top-notch event is going to be running from noon to 6. It's going to have some food from Red's Kitchen. Primo Bartending is going to be there too. DJ Stenny, Phil Pacino, including glass-blowing demos, cornhole games, more. Myself, Melissa, Hot 96.9. We can't wait to see you there at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420. Fest, baby.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass state license number MR28.
B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10 with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
All right, so Jack, you're looking for this girl Kate. What happened?
All right, man. So I've been seeing this girl for a bit. Like, everything's been going pretty good to the point where I felt like we've been, you know, kind of like auto dating, you know.
Auto dating.
No, I get it. Like, you didn't think you had to like worry about asking her out and her saying no or something like that.
Right. Yeah. So like everything's been going good, and now I'm just like not hearing from her.
Oh, so I guess you weren't on auto date. What happened? What happened last time you guys hung out?
I feel like everything went fine. You know, I can't really think. The only thing I can think of is like she does have a 10-year-old kid.
Yeah.
And I did give him a bunch of candy and shit before bedtime. And like, I don't know if she got upset about that.
Did you sneak it to him, or it depends?
No, you know, we were just watching, you know, as a kid, we're watching a movie. I didn't think it was that big of a deal.
Yeah. And that's it? And like, that was the last time you saw?
Right. Yeah. I can't think of like anything like what the problem is.
I mean, unless the boy has some sort of health thing, you know, but when we call her up, let's say she goes, I hate this son of a bitch's guts. It's going to be because he gave my kid some Twizzlers while we were watching a movie one night.
Yeah. I mean, I'm cool with Twizzlers. Like, I gave him Nerd Ropes, but you know, not the weed kind.
Oh, okay.
No, not that kind. Yeah.
150% sugar.
All right. Stay quiet. We're going to call her right now.
Hello?
Hi, is this Kate?
Yeah, this is. Who's this?
Oh, perfect. Kate, there's three of us on the phone. It's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa. And we're calling you from a radio station, Hot 96.9. Can I explain really quickly why we're calling you this early? It's actually a good reason.
I mean, I'm getting ready for work right now, but wait, you said this is a radio station?
Yeah, it's a radio station. So we're calling you because we got a phone call from a gentleman who wanted us to reach out to you. Basically, it's a guy that you know, and I'm going to tell you his name, but he would love to ask you out on a date. He feels like you two have a good connection. Before I tell you his name, the reason we're asking you is because if you say yes to a date with him, we'll pay for whatever date you choose. So you can pick the place, the day, the time, free food, free drinks with a guy you already know. Worst case scenario, you and a friend have some drinks and some laughs, right?
I mean, that sounds good in theory. Who is it?
Jack?
Well, first of all, you refer to him as a gentleman, and you can't be talking about the Jack that I think you're talking about.
Well, the way he explained his relationship to you was he felt like you guys were on auto date. Like, you basically had a thing going.
No, I mean, I guess we were. We were hanging out on the regular. Yes, we were actively dating, but I figured that when I stopped responding to anything that he said, that he would get the message. I mean, what is he, an idiot?
What did he do? So what he told us was that he might have, like, filled your son up with a lot of candy one night before bed when you guys were watching a movie or something like that. Other than that, he's...
When the f*** did that happen? I mean, no, that's crazy that he did that, but no, that's not even what it was.
Okay.
So what was it?
Yeah.
It's so gross. I don't even feel okay talking about it, but let's get into it. A while ago, my son got in trouble for stealing, and I figured that I would give Jack a try to talk to my son about it because they have a good relationship. And also, my son doesn't really have that great of a male role model in his life right now. His dad's kind of a piece of shit. But instead of telling him to not steal, or that stealing is bad, or stop hanging out with those kids that encourage you to steal, rather he gave my son advice on how to not get caught.
Oh, my God.
What?
Oh, my God.
Hold on.
Oh, yeah.
Boy. Jack is on the phone, and he's listening to this.
Great.
Jack, is that true, Jack?
Well, yeah. I mean, he's 10 years old. 10-year-old kids steal. So I was like,
no,
just giving advice
no,
on like
they don't steal.
But
yeah, they do.
And if they do, you're trying to steer them away from that.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, they're gonna do it anyway. So I was just like trying to help them out. You know, just like,
do you think that I asked you to talk to my son so you could give him pointers and tips on how to not get caught? I mean, you're crazy if you think that that's what I wanted you to tell him.
Well, first of all, he just stole some shit from Walmart. Who gives a shit about Walmart? They're insured anyway.
Oh, my God. I told him never to steal from people.
I told him not to steal from people. Do not steal from your friends. Do not steal from actual people. But the $1 billion company, them. Like, they got money. Like, they got to take care of it.
Like, the sad thing is there's a lot of people listening that agree with him right now.
Jack, I gotta ask. So, when she asked you to talk to her son, you didn't think it was to talk him out of doing the bad things?
Well, yeah. I mean, when she actually talked to him, she did not specify, like, what she wanted me to say to him. She just said, can you have a talk with Robbie? So, I had a talk with him. And I let him know that if he's gonna be doing this, like, first of all, he should take, like, probably a friend with him on the heavier side that has the lookout. So that way, if they do, he can run.
Oh.
Yeah, like, same concept if you get chased by a bear. You want to kind of, like, have somebody with a sticker or whatever so you can get away.
Jack, are you serious? You're telling my 10-year-old to go steal with a fat kid so that if they get caught, that he can outrun him?
Yeah, same concept as if you're getting chased by a bear.
This dude.
The only defense
Did
I have...
You really called a radio station to try to figure out why I'm not responding to you when you know all of this happened?
He thought it was candy.
Right.
He thought it was candy.
He did that. Not yes, that he did.
I figured if it's like some kind of thing that you would talk to me or something. Like I thought you just met some other dude. Or you let his piece of dad back into your life or started hooking up with him again. Maybe he got off for
a Jack, no, you're never going to get another...
You want to know what, Jack?
I think he's passed.
You don't have any ground to say anything about my son's father because you're also a piece of
So, Kate, how about, like, you know, you guys go out again and you just let Jack know in advance what you'd like for him to tell your kid?
I shouldn't have to tell a grown man what's right versus what's wrong. And clearly we have different moral compasses if that's what you think is the right thing to say.
If you want me to talk to your kid, you need to tell me what you want me to say to your kid. If you should be upset at anybody, you should be yourself because you didn't specify exactly what you want me to convey to the child.
Wow.
Again, you're a grown man. I shouldn't have to tell you as a grown man what's okay to say to a child or not.
The second date update on the 10th.
Weekday mornings at 6:10, 7:10, and 8:10.
If you need a second date update, email us. GetUpCrew@hot969boston.com.
Join Romero and I from the Get Up Crew inviting you to elevate your 420 at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest.
Oh, mark it on your calendars right now, April 20th from noon to 6, presented by Kind and Levia.
Indulge in some mouthwatering eats from Red's Kitchen, and Primo Bartending will be there with beer and wine.
Oh, you're going to get down to some sick beats, too, from DJ Stenny and the cool tunes of Phil Pacino.
Watch mesmerizing glass-blowing demos and score some wins at Cornhole.
Join us, Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest at 70 Frank Mossberg Drive in Attleboro.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass State License Number MR 281332.